got the first church, nothing but the truth. What you say? Deacon Kyle, Deacon George, Deacon Clay. Open up the door and turn them loose. Come on! First, I want to thank God for the blood running warm in my veins. Yeah, I thank God for my life, health, and strength. I got a sound mind, a body frame. Come on! I ain't gonna preach too long. I ain't gonna take the service too far. My sermon is long. Tell the no. Come on, come on. Tell no. To the no. Yeah, to the no. Tell the no. To the no. Listen. Sister Edda, Sister Ruth, make sure that everybody get a seat. Come on, y'all. Sister Lily, make her go back in the kitchen, cause the winter gets too needy. Come on, sis. Pick me collard greens and cornbread rice. Chicken breast, cocktails on the side. That's what I'm talking about. Deacon Underwood, get my 50 ready, cause when it gets to who he rides. Come on! Dr. West, count the money, come back and tell us what you raised.
We ain't gonna find another day.
I got some people today looking for some business. First time, got to get the praise.
Come on, y'all!
See, there's an old saying. When the praise go up, you get the blessing coming down. I got some people in the church, God Almighty, look at them, they mess around. Come on, come on.
Woo!
Hell no. To the no. Hell to the no. Hell to the no. To the no. Listen. I got people in the church smoking weed, drinking whiskey, they drinking a lot of gin.
What you say?
I got the preacher with the night prayer meeting, all about 10, I give it 8:10. Early Sunday morning, about a quarter and a half past 10.
Yeah!
I got some people, they coming off the street. God Almighty, look at them, they're strolling in.
They need help.
They laying at the altar. They confess the sin, their sin.
Come on, wait!
Time is still Monday morning. They doing the same thing again.
Hypocrite.
Hell no.
Come on!
To the no. Hell to the no. No. Got kids dropping out of school, talking about they don't want to learn. Yet they're standing on the corner, rolling blunts, talking about come on, let's turn.
I better get back in school.
I got kids walking up and down the street, pants hanging down around their knees.
What's them pants talking
about? That they're looking for a job. When I see them kids, look at their feet. See all they ever talk about, brag about who got the biggest and the baddest gun. Trying to see the copper with the rubber top. They drop the gun, they wanna run.
Put your gun down.
Now the sheriff got them locked up. They sit in the county jail. Hey, I heard the mama, she was crying all night. She can't get no money for the bill.
Come on.
Now the man with the home run, cause they didn't put the money in the commissary.
Where you going now?
He said, you're in the jail, brother man. You were sure get it from the cemetery.
Come on, women.
See, there's an old saying that a hard head makes a soft iron.
Yeah!
Well, this is your crime. Don't do the time. Stop the baby crying. Come on, come on. Hell no. To the no. Hell to the no. Hell to the no. No, listen. When people talk about you, all you gotta do is let them talk much and defeat.
That's what they gonna do, y'all.
Cause all you gotta do is get down on your knees.
Tell the Lord about it.
You tell God about it, I guarantee he will never leave you alone.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is tell the devil, hell no, won't you leave me alone?
Devil, leave.
Hell no.
Come on, wait.
To the no. Hell to the no, to the no.
Come on, hell no, to the no, to the no, to the no, to the no. Hell to the no, God, to the no.
Hell to the no.
Good morning. This is Pastor Thomas. I greet you this morning. And I'm coming from 1 Kings this morning. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, once again, we come to say thank you. Now, Father God, I ask that you have me behind the cross, move me out of self. Give me preaching power from on high. But Lord, don't stop at the cross, move us on to Pentecost. Let your people know that this is the festival year of the Lord, and we be so mindful and careful to give you all the honor and the glory. This morning, I would like to come to you from the book of 1 Kings, chapter 17 and verse 17. And it reads as, "And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick. And the sickness was so severe that there were no breath left in him. And she says unto Elisha, what have I to do with these? Thou man of God, art thou come unto me to call my sins to remembrance and to slay my son? And he says unto her, give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up into the loft, where he laid him upon his own bed. And he cried unto the Lord, saying, O Lord, my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow, who I also judged by slaying her son? And he stretched himself upon the child. He touched himself upon the child and cried unto the Lord, saying, Lord, my God, I pray thee, come unto him again. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and he soul of the child came unto him again, and he received. And Elijah took the child, brought him down out of the church into the house, and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said unto, thou son liveth. And the woman says to Elijah, now by this I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in my mouth is true. My brothers and my sisters, this morning I want to talk to you about watch what you say out of your mouth. Watch what you say out of your mouth. The Bible says that the widow woman has said that I only got enough meal and only enough for me and my son. And I'm going to make a cake for me and him, and I'm going to lay down and die. And Elijah says to her, make it for me first. And the woman beginning, and she says, and she made it and gave it to Elijah. And the Bible says that she had plenty more where that came. She dipped in the barrel, she had plenty of oil and more flour, and it never ran out. But see, brothers and sisters, you got to understand that you got to watch what you say out of your mouth, because the enemy is listening at you. She didn't understand that the man of God was right there. The man of God was standing there, and he was watching her. The widow woman was going through so much. It had been in Israel, it was a dry time. What that means is the land was dry. There was no rain and there was no wheat or nothing to even feed the people. They was going through a dry period of time. But don't you know, any time God shows up, everything turned around. So when the man of God came to her, she obeyed the man of God, but the enemy stepped in and he said, look at here, you got to understand that you told me you want to lay down and die. The Bible says that the child felt sick, so sick that there was no breath in his body. The Bible then says that the woman began to blame the man of God. But I wanted to know one thing. How are you going to blame the man of God? He came to help you. He didn't come to tear you down, but he came to help you. You got to understand that when you're working for God, every time somebody do something wrong, go feels wrong in their life. They want to blame you. Huh? But notice what the man of God did. He said, even though you said you wanted to lay down and die, and the enemy heard you and he killed your son, huh? But I got a God that hears our cry. The Bible says that when he went on, he said, give me thou. And the Bible says that he took him out of her book, and he carried him up into his own loft. And he laid the child upon his bed. And when he laid the child upon his bed, the Bible says that he stretched himself upon the child, not one time, not two times, but three. Like that. Because when he did that, the Bible says that the soul came back to the child. He brought the child down and he said, look at him, mother. Here's your son. And he's alive. Because God loves you so much. See, when the enemy tries to destroy you, you got to get right. You got to get ready for the fight. Because the enemy ain't playing with you. Oh, my brothers and my sisters, sometimes you got to watch what you say out of your mouth. Because if you don't watch what you say out of your mouth, the enemy going to come in like a flood. He's going to throw it back on you. He's going to do what you said out of your mouth. But I come by to tell you, you got to watch what you say. Because sometimes some stuff you said out of your mouth will destroy some other folks. Hurt somebody's feelings. But let me tell you something here. You got to watch it. And watch what you say. Because you got to be careful and slow to speak. Because you got to think before you speak. Because I've done this to you this morning. God is good and he's worthy to be praised. Look at the widow woman. She had no idea who she had in the house. She had no idea the anointing that was on Elijah. She knew he was a man of God. But did not know that he was connected to God. Anytime a man of God is connected, don't you know strange things would happen? Don't you know that God will make a way out of no way? Let me tell you something. God is good and he's worthy to be praised. But I looked at that. It's just like your cell phone. When you plug it up, you plug it up for power. Because if it don't have no power, it won't come on. But I've come to tell you this morning, you got to stay connected. You got to stay connected to God. You got to get your stuff right. You got to let everybody know that I serve the Lord. It ain't nobody going to stop me. Ain't no demon in hell going to stop me. I don't know about you this morning, but I've come to let you know. You got to get right. You got to get together. You got to let everybody know that it's not just me by myself. I got grace on one side of me, mercy on the other side of me, glory in front of me. Every time I turn around, the Lord keeps blessing me over and over and over again. I don't know what you've come to do this morning, but I've come to give God praise. I've come to give God glory. Let me tell you something here. Step out on faith. Tell the Lord all your troubles. Tell the Lord all about the situation. And I declare the Lord will make a way out of no way. We all go through trials and tribulation. But you got to hold on to show up. But I like that. Because when a child died, Elijah stood on the out front. Elijah says, I'm going to get it done. Let me tell you something. Elijah didn't mumble. He took the child from that woman. The Bible says they carried him up into his own loft. Took him in a private room where the child slept at. And he said, Lord, you always hear me. And the Bible says that he heard the voice of Elijah. He said, Lord, child back your soul. God, she don't know what she said. Because God shows mercy. And God shows love. got to understand when mercy comes, love shows up, when everything around you, God begins to bless you. Don't you know that when you step out on faith, everything that you want, or everything that you think you want, God got it. And I come by this morning to let you know, church, we got to give God praise. I'm a worshiper, and I'm a praiser this morning, because I feel good deep down in my sanctified soul, because of God and where he brought me from. I ask God every day, bless me, bless my family, bless the children, bless God's people, because you know the enemy is on your track. But let me tell you something, you got to watch what you say out of your mouth. Don't hurt nobody's feelings. Don't talk about anybody. But let them people know that my Redeemer, he lives. I like that. Because the King, the great Jesus, the great God child. Yeah. The Bible says that they took over Jesus. They took him up to the cross. They nailed him to a rugged cross. But you know one thing I like about that? The Bible says that he hung his head up in glory. See, with the enemy thought he had him. But let me tell you something. You can't hold child of God down because the Bible says he got up with all powers in his hand. He gave God the glory. Let me tell you something. The Bible says that Jesus went down in hell, and brought up 144,000 folks, souls that he brought back to his father. He said, this is what the enemy tried to take, but I bring them back. And I come by to let you know this morning, God will bring you back. God will take care of you. The Bible says, in that great morning day, Gabriel will blow the trumpet, and the day that he Christ shall rise first. Let me tell you something. Oh, I've come out this morning to let everybody know. Our Redeemer lives. He lives in me. He lives in you. If you're all right this morning, let's give God some praise. If you feel like giving God glory, let's give God glory. King, the great King, the great Jehovah, the great Master, the great Redeemer, the great Lily in the Valley, the great Morning Star. That's my God. He woke us up early this morning, stayed in our right mind. Let's give God glory. Let's give him some praise. Hallelujah. I feel all right this morning because on my soul says yes to the Lord. Do anybody here know that God will make a way out of no way? My God will. He'll do it. Yes, he will. He'll do it. He will. He did it for your mama. He did it for your daddy. He did it for your grandmama. And he's doing the same thing to us. Let's give him glory. Let's give him praise. I come by to let you know everything will be all right. Trust, hold on to God's unchanging hand. And he will take care of you. My brothers and my sisters, I hope that I left you with a word this morning. Because God is such a word that God comes to praise him. But we got to watch what we say out of our mouth, because what we say out of our mouth hurts folks. And it has a way of damaging them and destroying other folks. And one thing I can say this morning, that we can't destroy each other. Let us be careful what we speak. Think before we speak. And give God glory. Because the God we serve is worthy of the praise. My brothers and my sisters, I love you all out there on radio station. And I want you to know, whoever listening to me, God will bless you. My brothers and my sisters, let's give God glory this morning. Thank him for waking us up. Thank him for putting our feet on solid ground. Thank him because he is the God of our salvation. And I just love him, and I love you, my brothers and my sisters. So let us pray. Our Father and our God, once again, we come to say thank you. Now look down on our brothers and our sisters. Look down on the broadcast, the people that's listening on this broadcast. And God, I just want to give you glory and honor and praise. Bless their homes, their families. Keep the enemies out of them and off of them and away from them, that you may get the glory out of everything. And keep the devil off the finances. Bless each and every one of us that we may journey this morning, whether we're going to church or whether they're staying home or wherever they're going, let them know that you are the living God that made the sunshine this morning and made the raindrops fall upon our heads. But we give you glory this morning. In the marvelous name of your Son, Christ Jesus, let us all say amen. Amen.